Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Thursday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Wednesday, and it was a funny old sort of a waiting sort of a day yesterday in between big stories, in between the Vegas shooting and Winston blowing up the coalition agreements. So while we waited, Marcus talked about supermarket wars, but really the big story yesterday was me not getting enough sleep.
Good morning to you, Glenn.
All right, so it is morning, and that is my name. That's good, because I was struggling to figure that out.
After your sleep deprivation, what happened to you last night in your household?
Well, so let's see here. 1:32, my phone, which is on my bedside table, lights up, buzzes. I mean, I've got this thing on do not disturb mode because my alarm goes off at 2:55. So I like to think that I'm coming to work late at night rather than early in the morning. It puts me in a better psychological state.
I understand.
And so, yeah, just over an hour before that alarm goes off, to be woken up at that time is a cruel and unusual punishment.
So it circumvented your do not disturb.
Correct. My phone's also always on silent as well. So, yeah, it just lit up, it buzzed. I've got a smartwatch as well, which also lit up and buzzed away.
Fantastic.
And in concert with that, the domestic manager adjacent to me in the same bed, her phone adjacent also, to her, also lit up.
So it's three devices in one room at 1:32 in the morning.
Correct. Yeah, it was lit up like a 1990s disco party.
What happened next?
So at 1:33, 1 minute later, same thing, same message. So that's all right. So at this stage, righto, okay.
Much of a muchness.
I'll get up. Yeah. You do what you do. You go to the loo. You know, get yourself organised again. Back to bed. Just dropping off again because I think I can get in another hour before that 2:50. Oh no, hang on. 1:49. Same message again. Thanks, Civil Defence.
That is actually the cruelest stroke.
To be honest, the cruelest stroke was the fact that it was school holidays and I had to run around after my horrible monsters all day and I couldn't get a sleep later on in the day. I know, first world problems, but Leighton was affected too, you know, so it's really important.
I have a feeling I'm going to start fading during the course of the program this morning after being rudely awoken last night. And then just as I was going back to sleep, just as I was about to drop off the edge, there it goes again. Civil Defence. I heard somebody that I think wrote a text to Larry and said these precious people need to get over themselves or something along those lines, and you know, this is to save your life. No, it wasn't. It was a damn test gone wrong, and doing it in the middle of the night was inappropriate, rotten. I was looking a little earlier I was searching for the sound that they wake you up with on. They did wake you up with, I don't know whether they still do, on Soviet-era trains. Having caught one from Moscow to Leningrad in 1989, the sound that comes on in the morning that wakes you up before they come around with a cup of tea is spooky. It really, really was spooky. It was really like out of 1984. It was mind control stuff. And I couldn't find it. If anybody happens to know where I can lay my hands on it, I'd love to get it and play it. But so you can all go off now and try and find the sound that used to wake you up on the Soviet era trains. The point being that it was the mind control aspect that got me then, and I could extend that now with a touch of humour, I might say, but I could extend it to the fact that what Civil Defence was doing, what the deep state was doing, was mind controlling us. How did they get my number? And I don't recall ever signing up to anything to do with Civil Defence and asking for their advice.
Yeah, just what the hell is going on? How do they get inside my phone without me asking them to? Here's Sarah Stewart-Blake trying to explain.
Tell us a little bit about how this happened, how this test came to be sent at this hour of the morning.
Sure. So we have a system that's launching for the end of the year called Emergency Mobile Alerts. And this is potentially a life-saving alerting system that will send text alerts to mobile phones that are cell broadcast enabled. And this is new technology for New Zealand. So what's happened is that test messages were sent to the public in error when they were supposed to be restricted to a contained testing environment. And the result was that many New Zealanders were woken from their sleep after 1:30 a.m. this morning, and that some people will have received up to three messages And that's because two messages were sent out nationwide and one message was sent to people in and around the Auckland region.
Right. OK, so I guess the good news is that it works. That's a positive side of this test, I guess. On the downside, though, you know, a lot of people were woken by this. What caused it? I mean, why was the mistake? Is it sort of sausage fingers? Did someone just get it wrong? Did it come down to human failure?
So the provider that is kind of leading this technology is based in Europe. And so we have one issue, which is the fact that they were working on their European daytime. So that's why the message came through in the middle of the night. But the safeguards that are supposed to be in place for these kind of tests to be carried out for some reason weren't in place, which meant that instead of being restricted to a testing environment that didn't affect the public, that in fact they went to the public of New Zealand.
Okay, so who puts those safeguards in place?
So that
is it Vodafone? Is it Civil Defence? Who is it?
It should be that this provider does this. And I need to acknowledge that although the message came through on Vodafone handsets, this is in no way any fault of Vodafone's. It does come back to that provider based in Europe. And as, you know, the responsible agency, I certainly think that this is completely unacceptable and offer a full apology and take responsibility for this around all of the New Zealanders that were woken in the middle of the night by these text messages.
So annoying when the people you're really angry at take full responsibility for their cock up. It's really hard to continue to be angry at them at that point. God damn it. And apparently we should actually be more worried about being prepared for disasters, can you believe?
A lot of people think that Civil Defence is some sort of knight mounted on a white horse that's going to come galloping out of the dawn or wherever and save them. That's not the purpose of Civil Defence. Civil Defence is there to help people look after themselves. And as you said, so rightly said, a lot of them are volunteers and they're going to be caught up in the drama anyway. Secondly, the man that rang a few times ago, he said, well, it would have been nice to have looked this morning at 1 o'clock in the morning and found that, you know, what it was all about and where the problem was. Well, the thing was, there wasn't a problem. It was a mistake. And I am sure that by the end of the year, when this is supposedly coming out to everybody, that all those things will be ironed out. And I, for one, would much prefer to be woken up and told when something's happening. I worked in a team in the far north where we made, with the Northland Regional Council and the district council up there, where we made the first New Zealand tsunami-ready community up in Taupo Bay, where we had the sirens and things. And that was an interesting experience. We also were trained. We were trained to do things. And one of the things we were trained to do was to understand that everything is controlled by the police. So the gentleman who rang worried about Civil Defence volunteers taking over, doesn't happen. The police take charge and the Civil Defence work, senior Civil Defence people work with the police, but they have the final say about what's going to happen.
Was it just too weird that there was a siren going on in the background there? Well, or am I just having auditory hallucinations because of lack of sleep? According to my Fitbit, I had 4 hours 31 last night. Probably not quite enough. Sorry, 4 hours 37. Although 41 minutes of that I spent awake. And 3 hours 25 of that was actually only light sleep. I got the 31 minutes deep sleep, 41 minutes REM sleep. Basically, I'm a zombie. I'm a dead man walking. Marcus, save me.
Well done, Countdown. Man, oh man, they have smoked New World. New World with their smug little poll. Should we have bags? Should we not have bags? You decide. One of the worst examples of exploiting people's environmental concerns to try and get some warm vibes for your company. New World, I hated what you did with that poll on your bags, to make out you were concerned when basically you just wanted to raise the profile of your company. I'm not naturally a Countdown person, but now they've gotten rid of their bags and they've just gone and done it. I think fantastic to you. A bit of leadership, a bit of common sense, and a good business decision. You have smoked New World. Well done.
Well, this is very disturbing to me. I mean, I've got to put something in my rubbish bin. I can't just put rubbish directly in the bin. It's got to go in a bag. So now I'm going to have to buy actual bags. Thank God for Fruit World, that's all I can say. Their bags are robust and they're exactly the right size and shape. And they give me... I mean, obviously I have to buy lots of fruit and vegetables. That's annoying. But it's worth it for the bags. I am Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for Thursday. I will see you back here again tomorrow with another bag haul.